Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Welcome to Simple Facts of Life Radio, where today I'm sad to report that we see the enemies of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal responsibility are on the march here and around the world. I'm going to talk about a few of these things today. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from a resplendent day in Portland, Oregon, where we have plenty of enemies of the aforementioned attributes. If you'd like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Okay, well, let's see. Anything interesting going on lately? You know, last week ago, there wasn't a whole lot. Kind of had to talk about all kinds of things, but what a difference a week makes. Because last time I was here, well, George Floyd had already been killed by some bad cops in Minnesota. But it was a story, but, you know, guy gets killed by some bad cops, tragic, kind of a local story, can get national attention, but not really something that you would think would be a national story for a week later. Well, that's not the case, obviously. So, what happened? Well, Mr. Floyd was arrested after, I guess they said, he tried to pass a counterfeit $20 bill or something like that. Okay, that's a crime, but you don't know, really. I mean, has any of us ever passed? I don't know that I've ever passed any counterfeit $20 bills, but, you know, over the decades, I have had many hundreds, maybe thousands of $20 bills pass through my hand. Were any of them counterfeit? I don't know. I wouldn't know. If it was a good counterfeit, I'd think real. And so, who knows? Had I passed a bad bill, got caught, yeah. But one would like to think that the cops would say, hey, okay, you know, maybe we'll write you a ticket or something, but that wasn't your fault, you know. But okay. It's a crime. But okay, it should not have gone down the way it did. We all know what happened. George Floyd was restrained on the ground. Cop had his knee on his neck, something. He died. Obviously, that's the, you know, the way things are to these days, it's going to be a story. The fact that George Floyd was black and the cop was white makes it the kind of it's going to get a little more attention, just it shouldn't. I mean, the race of the decedent, the race of the cop should not matter, but what should matter or not matter is not the way things work these days. So it matters. And there's going to be protests. I mean, I've heard over the last few days, let me just look at something here. There was a story of a, this happened a couple of years ago, but there was a guy, what was his name? Tony Temp in Dallas. Very similar sort of situation, except the fact that Tony Temple was white made it a non-story. But nonetheless, when you have bad cops doing bad things, there should be protests. We shouldn't stand for that. Protests are normal. Cops should be held accountable. The city, and they've, you know, they did some of the right things, maybe not as quickly, but as I've said, we don't know all the facts. There has to be a little due process. Find out exactly what happened. Doesn't look good. It's not like some other cases where there's conflict. There only seems to be one story in this case, and it's not good for the cops. So, okay, protests, fine. Protests, no, that's not what's been going on. I mean, really, even protests, we've had issues here in Portland. Well, that's like 2,000 miles away. Don't we have our own things we can protest about? But this is all over the country we're having protests. But not just protests. A lot of places have gotten into riots. Let me tell you, let me give you a little simple fact of life here. These riots are not about George Floyd or the cops that killed him. There's something else going on here. You know what it is. But I, since I have occasionally pointed out, am not burdened with the ability to think like a normal human being. Well, nonetheless, I was in my abnormal way thinking about this. And I just sort of thought of a rather bizarre historical thing to bring up. Does the name Franz Ferdinand ring a bell with anybody? Sure it does. Isn't there a band by that name, Franz Ferdinand? No, I'm talking about the Archduke of the Austria-Hungarian Empire, the heir apparent to the throne, at such time as Emperor Franz Joseph kicked the bucket. Looking at it, kind of a weird situation. Franz Ferdinand was the son of the emperor's brother, and the emperor's brother had died, and the emperor had no... Whatever, he was basically the equivalent to the Prince of Wales. He was the heir to the throne. And he was visiting Sarajevo in Bosnia-Herzegovina, or whatever it was, whatever the place was called at the time. And they didn't like him. Somebody tried to bomb his car that he was riding in. That didn't work, but later on, I think it was the same day, Mick Carey was in later on, made a wrong turn, somebody caught him, and shot his wife. And that was said, you know, if you want to really boil it down to the George Floyd causing riots, that caused World War One, but we know it didn't. What caused World War One was that people were arming, ready and willing and eager to go to war. Franz Ferdinand was just what set off what was in motion anyway. Okay, the Archduke was killed. The Austria-Hungarian Empire obviously took umbrage with that and wanted to bring the hammer down on Serbia. The killer was a Serbian. And so when that happened, Serbia called their ally, Russia, who responded by declaring war on Austria-Hungary. Austria-Hungary called their ally Germany, which declared war on Russia. Russia called their allies Britain and France. And all of a sudden, the world was at war over one guy being shot in some place. No, that wasn't what caused the war. That was what set it off. And George Floyd was not what caused the riot. His killing is not what caused the riot. His riot, like World War One, was caused by armed people making alliances with other people. You have your Black Lives Matter wanted to protest. Antifa wanted to become allies with them because they share some of these same issues. Black Lives Matter really, in this case, doesn't seem to be all that thrilled with Antifa allying with them. But nonetheless, the armed camps went to war. And that's where we're at right now in the United States. All over the country, there are riots going on, buildings burned, innocent people having their lives ruined. I don't know if I've heard of anybody being killed in any of these riots yet, but people got beaten up, buildings have been burned, businesses ruined, lives ruined, all because people were wanting to do this. People were all just pent up, ready for war, and all they needed was that little spark to set it off, and they were waiting for it. If it wasn't George Floyd, it would have been something else. They were ready. They were waiting. These riots, like organized. I don't know if you look at, I've seen texts supposedly from this person, that person saying, yeah, meet at this place at this time, and you know, this is when the riot's going to be. Oh, this isn't the spontaneous kind of thing any more than World War One was a spontaneous response to some big shot getting killed. Now, this was organized. People are throwing rocks and bricks, and they're getting rocks and bricks. They have lots of bricks to throw. You've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures. Maybe you've seen the pictures too. Pallets of bricks sitting out there in the vicinity of the, shall we call them, demonstrations. Pallets of bricks, not piles, nice little cubic stacks of bricks on pallets. Now, what were the bricks doing there? I mean, it's not like people decided to go to where a brick building was being constructed and riot there. No, there were no reason for those bricks to be there. But they got there somehow. Now, how did they get there? They had to have been delivered to that place, specifically to that place. And I know a little something about delivery, having driven a truck for many years. To get pallets of bricks somewhere, you can't do that in, you know, a Ford F-150. I mean, we've got thousands of pounds of bricks. You need a special kind of truck. You need like a flatbed that has a little, carries a forklift with it to unload the pallets. Or at the very least, you need a truck that's got a lift gate on the back, you know, a platform that goes up and down, and you can take them off with a pallet jack. Somebody had to have some special equipment to get those bricks there. And somebody had to pay for the bricks. Somebody had to pay to have them delivered. So I'm just wondering, is there any video surveillance of the area? Maybe saw the truck, got a license number, maybe a company name on the back, something like that. Because if you can find out who delivered those bricks, well, you can ask them, why did you deliver those bricks there? No crime delivering bricks somewhere, especially if you were paid to deliver the bricks there. But most people that have thousands of dollars worth of bricks and that they're wanting to disperse and a truck to disperse them with, they're not going to do that for nothing. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. And I bet you they would have an invoice. Somebody they billed for the bricks and for the delivery charge. I'd really like to know whose name is on that invoice. Wouldn't you? Yes, Tim Tapp in the chat room just was wondering if George Soros' name might be on the invoice. No, I'm sure his name isn't, but I would not be at all surprised if it's somebody that his name on the invoice is somebody that knows George Soros personally. That would not surprise me at all. If you can follow the money, you can find out who wanted those bricks there and who wanted those bricks thrown at the, you know, at the people they were thrown at. I really hope they can do that. I don't know. But it would be nice. Yes, a front company. Okay, other somewhat related news. President Trump, he's been speaking up more and more about this. Some of it a little less than diplomatic. The left is, of course, I just read something a couple hours ago. The New York Times had a headline that said something like, well, the leftists went nuts because, I don't know, I thought, the way I read the headline, I don't have it up here immediately, but it seemed like, Trump was getting tough, and the leftists were saying that it was too sympathetic to Trump. I mean, it wasn't evil Trump wants to crush, peaceful protesters. It was something like Trump wants to crack down on violent crime. And can't have that. So, but Trump issued a statement. Tweeted out, Antifa has declared a terrorist organization. And of course, at the news conference at the White House, the press secretary was asked, well, has he declared white supremacist terrorist organizations? Yeah, there have been some actions taken against white supremacist organizations, but that's not the point. If somebody's a terrorist organization, doesn't mean you have to declare everybody who does anything bad a terrorist organization. I don't know of any other organization that's promoting riots in dozens of cities all over the country. But Trump also said something that really spun up the left. He said he wanted to protect the rights of all Americans. But he mentioned that included Second Amendment rights. So, of course, the left says that Trump is calling on people to break out their guns and shoot up the streets or something like that. I don't know. All rights should be protected. First Amendment rights to protest, Second Amendment rights to defend yourself. Okay, I'll leave that there. Because there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, but a few minutes left. And this is kind of a story, you know, even though some of the riots we've had have happened just a few miles from me in Portland. I haven't been to Portland in a while. I don't go there. But I'm thinking about something that happened to someplace else I haven't been to in a while, but I have been there, although it's been many, many years, decades actually. But in a way, it's sadder than the riots we're having here, because those are going to go away. This may not. See, a few months ago, before the coronavirus focused everybody on that aspect of China's nastiness, there's something going on in Hong Kong. A lot of protests. The Chinese were basically trying to impose their authority on Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong, well, I've been there several times. First time in 1973, last time in 1990, a few times in between. Nice place. But back then, Hong Kong was still a British Crown colony. It had been since, something like 1842, something like that, for part of Hong Kong. It expanded a little bit later on. And in 1898, they leased a part of Hong Kong, which was known as the New Territories, but they leased that from China for 99 years. That lease expired in 1997. The Chinese Communist government said they were not going to renew the lease, and, well, while they were at it, they were just going to take over the rest of Hong Kong. And, well, back in 1899, the British Navy could have steamed into Hong Kong Harbor and said, no, you're not. But that option went away. They really didn't have any bargaining position. The best they could do was get some kind of guarantees that Hong Kong would remain a special autonomous region for 50 years. Well, it's been about 23 years, but looks like that may be over. The Secretary of State announced, a few days ago that he no longer considers Hong Kong to be a special autonomous region. It's now just part of China. The Chinese government apparently completely reneged on what they were going to do. So the Hong Kong I knew, well, it hadn't been around since 1997, but at least it was pretty similar up until a few days ago. But it looks like the Hong Kong I knew is no longer exists. And I don't think it ever will again. Personal liberty has taken another serious hit. Like I said, in some ways that, you know, Hong Kong, it's all the way on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. But I remember the place. It has special meaning for me. In some respects, it has more meaning for me than some of the places that we're going to rebuild and recover from the rioting. I don't know. I hadn't heard what's happened in Macau, which was also a special autonomous district. I think it was not part of Hong Kong. You know, back in Macau, they used to be a Portuguese colony. I had visited Macau a couple times when I was in Hong Kong. Just took the boat over there and looked around. Kind of an interesting place. Back then, it was still a Portuguese colony. I could actually walk. I walked a little along the kind of a river which bordered Macau and China, and I saw the guard towers, and the people were looking at me because there was some white guy, not a very wide river, there's a white guy walking across there, wanted to know if I was spying on them. I don't know. I hadn't heard of Macau, but that's a lot smaller than Hong Kong. If they could take over Hong Kong, if they haven't already, Macau is gone also. Don't know what that'll do to the gambling industry there. But nonetheless, I am pained. I'm sad for what's going on in the United States. Curfews, riots, burnings. But we'll recover from that. And, you know, later on it'll be something else. Hong Kong may be gone forever. And the simple fact of life is, if they can't get over it, it's going to pain me for the rest of my life. Just to know some of my precious memories have been wiped away. Hard to take. Okay. On a happier note, I'd like to say hi to Tim Tapp. He's joined me in the studio, and he will be coming up in about 30 minutes right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tap into the truth. So don't miss that. And I'm going to take my somber mood and say till next week. Looking down the road.